This is the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast. Good morning. I'm Ian DeEubank on the 18th of October, 2024. Joined by Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller on the news today. News including the harvest weather update and an update on grain moving more efficiently. The HAT podcast is made possible by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. Visit them at ffbt.com and stop by your local branch. HAT Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin has no major weather issues, and it's back to above normal temperatures. And yesterday, grain and oilseed markets started lower but then reversed for a higher close. We have Mike Silver market analysis coming up on the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at ffbt.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal opportunity lender.
Your Seed Genetics Direct harvest weather forecast is coming up and how the Soy Checkoff is helping to make improvements along the lower Mississippi River. I'm CJ Miller and this is Hoosier Ag Today. We've made tremendous harvest progress so far this year. Eric Pfeiffer joins us now to share how long this harvest window remains open.
Thanks, CJ. Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, Seed Genetics Direct harvest weather forecast has no precipitation whatsoever from now through Tuesday afternoon across Indiana.
We have high pressure sitting over the southeastern United States for the finish of this week, for the weekend and early next week. Flow around that high comes from the southwest. It's going to be warm. We have full sunshine, excellent evaporation as we move through this weekend, through the first part of next week. I think clouds will start to increase on Tuesday morning.
Martin is watching the remains of a weather system from the Four Corners region and Central Plains this weekend kick out across the Corn Belt next week.
I think that's going to be where the clouds come from Tuesday afternoon to Tuesday evening. I won't rule out some spits and sprinkles, anywhere from a few hundredths to maybe two, three, four tenths or so, mostly from I-70 north in Indiana. That is going to be gone by the time we get to sunrise on Wednesday morning. In my mind, that's the only threat of rain.
Martin says we'll finish next week dry, but cooler air will prevail Wednesday and Thursday.
That cool air running into the warmer air that has been here for the week prior is likely going to give us some cloud cover, especially over southern Indiana. I'm leaving precipitation out at this point. The air moderates very quickly then. By the time we get to Friday the 25th, we're back to well above normal temperatures, and we stay sunny, warm, and dry through the 26th, 27th, and into the week of the 28th.
Be sure to find the full forecast details later today at HoosierAgToday.com, presented by Seed Genetics Direct. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
From the Farm Bill to foreign farmland ownership and international trade, ag policy is having a big impact on Indiana farming operations. The Hoosier Ag Today Indiana Ag Policy Podcast provides in-depth coverage on these and many other important and complex issues. Get the details behind the headlines with the Indiana Ag Policy Podcast, hosted by Eric Pfeiffer. You can find it at HoosierAgToday.com, the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app, and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Well, for the third straight year now, low levels along the Mississippi River system are having a negative impact on the movement of grain freight, especially during the busy harvest season. And that's why the Soy Checkoff is investing in several infrastructure projects to help farmers ship their grains more efficiently.
The one that we really like to hang our hat on is the Port of New Orleans, and trying to get that dredge down to a 50-foot depth because it just improves our basis all the way along the Mississippi River.
And that's Rob Ewald, director of the United Soybean Board. He says one of the improvement projects the Soy Checkoff is helping to fund is along the lower Mississippi River.
USB was able to fund $2 million to get that project really going with a private and national program funding mechanism. That's always improving our transportation costs and then trying to improve the bottom line for the farmer. We're also engaged in and have some money set aside for Lock and Dam 25 on the Mississippi, which would improve efficiencies and improving the bottom line for the farmer.
He says another important project is helping to improve the Port of Grays Harbor in Washington State.
We were able to go out and present a check for about $1.3 million that the farmers invested in for studies in the Port of Gray Harbors. This is a big thing for soybean farmers in the Midwest and upper Midwest regions because of the soybean meal export market. We're crushing more and more soybeans here in the upper Midwest. We have a lot of soybean meal to get moved out. And realizing that as a choke point, we needed to do everything we can to try to improve our efficiencies in moving that product.
The United Soybean Board says the project to dredge the lower Mississippi River will add more than $461 million in annual realized value for U.S. soybean farmers. Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
When it comes to their customers, Seed Genetics Direct can be a little nosy. They want to know where you live, your farm's geography and soil type, and even your environmental challenges. After all, Seed Genetics Direct uses more than 40 company-owned and third-party research locations throughout Indiana and Ohio to test their corn and soybean lineups. And with that many research locations, there's at least one similar to your farm that will help Seed Genetics Direct guide you on the path to growing success. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.
Harvest means early mornings, late nights, and long days in the field. While you're out there each day until the last pass is made and the job is done, know that your friends at Farm Credit Mid-America see your hard work and appreciate all of your long hours. We know that harvest is a busy season for you, but when you need a lender that can rise with you, give us a call at 800-444-FARM. This fall, we rise together. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. And no major weather issues here in the short haul part of the forecast. A sunny, warm, and dry. After a cool start to this week, we're going to be above normal easily all weekend long, thanks to southwest flow around high pressure that's just wanting to park over the southeastern United States. I have no problem with that. Sunshine, blue sky, great setup here. Good evaporation, fast drying. Even with heavy dews in the morning, we should see dry down quickly and we should be able to get back in the fields post-haste. Now, I do think that we see a little bit of moisture trying to sneak in here probably next Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening. Clouds increase first, but this is just a minor little wave of activity. This will actually be the remains of a major system in the southwestern United States. It's going to bring rain to some parts of wheat country in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and eastern Colorado. But by the time it gets here, all that's left is a few hundreds to a tenth or two, and that's going to be moving across Indiana overnight to Tuesday night. Well, Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday overnight into early Wednesday, a few hundreds to a few tenths, mostly north of I-70. We get back to dry weather for the rest of next week as well then for Wednesday afternoon, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'll throw in Sunday as well. Lots of sunshine. Temperatures, though, probably going to pull back a little bit, at least in that Wednesday, Thursday time frame. And the advancing cool air out of Michigan and the Great Lakes may throw another round of clouds into southern Indiana later Wednesday afternoon and evening. I'm not really concerned about precipitation, but some clouds. Otherwise, we are dry and we can go right back to harvest in most areas here. I don't see major hurdles at all to getting this harvest complete, even on all corn. Probably by the time we get into late parts of October, it's just going to be one of the fastest harvests that we've seen here ever. As we take a look at the data, once we can look back at it in probably November and December, and this weather pattern that I'm talking about here for this weekend and into early next week is going to hasten that. Evaporation is going to be incredible. I know a lot of you are actually wanting a rain. I can't really give one to you of any consequence here over the next 10 days to 2 weeks. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
A sell-off turns into some gains in corn, soybeans, and wheat. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Thursday Farm Market Review. I'll have settlements coming up momentarily. We'll begin with market analysis to find out why the markets did a little bit of a flip-flop on Thursday. I checked in for analysis with Mike Silver of Kokomo Grain near the end of trade. Mike, another sell-off to start the day, but then a change, and everything turned to the high side, albeit very near steady or even in corn and beans, before beans started to gather a little bit of upside momentum, wheat higher as well. Why the sudden change in the markets?
Good question, Andy, and I'm not sure I can explain why it changed that way, other than just to say we've traded both sides today, and perhaps with the soybean harvest, you know, substantially nearing the finish line, although we still have some bean harvest to go. And we did not get any export sales today to support anything, except for corn. We did get a nice daily flash export sale this morning of 197,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico and 101,000 metric tons to an unknown destination. But looking at the news wire, I really can't explain what caused the midday comeback here, other than the financial markets look like they might be providing a little bit of strength today. But good question, Andy. I wish I had a better answer for you, but I don't. Unfortunately, have a better answer as to, but we'll take it any day that we can see any green on our quote board. We'll certainly take it, whether we can explain it fully or not. And looks like that's the case, at least for me today. I'm having a hard time rationalizing it myself, so I'm not going to try and make something up. But it is green at the moment, and we'll just hope that it stays that way. Although I have to say that it does surprise me a little bit that we did make the recovery from where we started this morning. We have traded both sides, and unfortunately, it looks like with the size of the crop, the soybean crop and the corn crop, wouldn't surprise me if we didn't go down. Maybe tomorrow will be the down day, but let's call today at least at the time we're doing this report, a pleasant Thursday report time. Let's talk about harvest progress, substantial harvest progress. I mean, folks are getting tired. Farmers are getting tired. They have been working hour after hour, day after day, week after week now, bringing in harvest 24. And we have some folks, not a large number of folks that we deal with on a regular basis, but a number of folks at our various locations who have completed both the corn and soybean harvests for 2024. They'd like to get out in the fields and do some fall tillage work, but problem is some of the tillage tools, they can't get in the ground because it's so dry that especially for chisel plows and so forth, it's hard to get that tillage tool to go in the ground. So a rain would be welcome. And certainly we had frost this morning, pretty heavy frost in some of our locations this morning, and looks like that might be in play again tonight. But Harvest 24 is moving along rapidly. Unfortunately, there are some areas that space is an issue. Commercial space, especially logistics, train logistics have slowed down a little bit. We know that we have some transportation issues on the Mississippi River due to shallow draft depths. Can't load a barge with as many bushels of corn and soybeans as normal, and that has increased freight charges, and unfortunately that backs up into interior basis becoming weaker. So we've seen both soybean and corn basis widen out a little bit here the last week to 10 days, and that probably will continue, Andy. But we're moving right along. Of course, we had a harvest progress report out Monday. Well, it was actually the numbers were released Tuesday because of the holiday Monday. But it showed the soybean harvest in the U.S. to be well above the pace of the five-year average at 67% of the U.S. soybean crop now harvested compared to a five-year average of 51%. In Indiana, we're 57%. Harvested versus a five-year average of 45. Illinois is 62% harvested versus 47% for the five-year average. And Iowa's 81 versus 59 for the five-year average. That's our soybean harvest progress. And in most places, the numbers, you know, I would have to say are higher than that. In the corn harvest thus far per USDA, numbers out on October the 13th, and those numbers were released on Tuesday, we've made significant progress with corn harvest. USDA had us at 47% at the U.S. at 47% versus 39 for the five-year average. Indiana's 44 versus 33 on the five-year average. Illinois 49 versus 44, and Iowa's 45 versus 32. Yields, we continue to hear varying yield reports for the most part. Yields are very good, and they do support the kinds of estimates that we've seen from USDA and some of our various crop tours, although I do have to say that here in Indiana especially, our dry August has taken the top edge off of what yields could have been in both corn and soybeans, but still, we are going to have a substantial, bountiful harvest here in the Indiana and the U.S. for both corn and soybeans as we move this harvest closer to the finish line. And I'm sure with the weather outlook and as hard as our farmers are addressing getting corn and soybeans harvested, that this is going to be one of the quickest harvests that we have seen in quite some time. The moistures of the grain certainly have been, they've been dry. Corn and soybeans, moisture levels in the grain, equilibrium moisture content with the kind of weather that we've had, the low humidity throughout the harvest, a lot of 8, 9, 10% moisture content soybeans harvested, and corn is coming in anywhere from below 15% moisture to wet corn this year would appear to be what today we would call in the 17 to 19% moisture range. So certainly the cost to dry this crop, Mother Nature has stepped in and contributed there and assisted in reducing the drying costs. If we could just get our export programs up to the pace that they need to be and rally these prices, we'd see a lot more smiling faces. But certainly yields have helped make up for some of the reduced prices, although it's going to take enhanced export sales performance in both corn and soybeans for this entire marketing year to get us to price levels that we have been accustomed to prior to the last 2 years. So hopefully, and you know, it's a long way to harvest 25, Andy. We've got to get this one put away. And it looks like, although this crop is advancing quickly, there'll be some areas due to space limitations, both on the farm and in commercial space, that there'll be a little tail to this crop. But all in all, we are fast approaching the tail end of harvest 2024.
Mike Silver of Kokomo Grain, and Mike's number is 800-666-0613. Settlements now from Thursday trade up 2 cents on Dease Corn, 406¾, up 3/4 on the March, 421¼. 8¾ higher, Novi Beans, 988¾. That contract leading the markets higher, 4 cents up on January at 998. And December wheat up 4½, 589½. In the meats, quiet. December live cattle, 186.17, down 42. December lean hogs down 2 at 77.67. Feb contract, 81.55, up 45. I'm Andy Eubank. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.